Yeah, they arrested him. They locked him up. They sent him away to the Cascades on Saturday. The Island Hoppin' Bear got him in a tree there in Mount Vernon, and then took him away, gave him a good talking to, and said, "We're sending you off to the Cascades." But you know, the question came up from a number of listeners on the Brad and John Facebook page. Well, how do you know this guy, this bear, as prolific as a traveler as he displayed over the course of 5 weeks? How do you know that you got him in the Cascades that he isn't just going to come right back? Well, I don't know, but I know a guy who does know. The smartest guy in the world when it comes to bears, as far as my money is concerned, ecologist and bear expert Chris Morgan from our own backyard. He travels the world to talk about bears. In fact, he'll be visiting polar bears next week. Joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Chris. How are you? And welcome back. I guess you were in Italy not too long ago, right?
Yeah, I just got back a few days ago. Morning, John. Yeah, managed to see a brown bear there in Italy, which was beyond miraculous. Quite something.
And then it's polar bears for you next week, and those things are swimmers. But what we saw out of, and we'll get to whether this bear could possibly come back, but what we saw out of this bear here, our island hopping bear, and the swimming that he did, is that unusual for a bear like that? That was what, a brown bear or a black? What kind of bear was that?
Yeah, so that's a black bear, you know, and we've probably got 25,000 of them in Washington State. So they're anywhere you find forest, and a lot of them seem to like coastlines, you know, especially over in the Olympics. They'll prowl the beaches, and they become kind of coastal bears. But, I mean, this story blew my mind as well. It's a really incredible one, isn't it? You know, I mean, I think he started in early April on the east side of Kamino Island. Funny, I was actually on Kamino Island at a friend's house. I think the day he was there, I think he was looking for me. And then he walked across that island. He jumped in the water, went across the Saratoga Passage to Whidbey Island, went west. He was seen at Fort Casey State Park, and then he headed north up to the north end of Whidbey. And then he swam Skagit Bay, ended up on Fidalgo Island. And I think he ended up going past Anacortes, decided not to get the ferry, but swam to Quemos Island. And then I think it got a bit blurry for a while, but he ended up on San Juan Island and Lopez and Blakely, and then somehow back to Mount Vernon, all in 5 weeks, which is absolutely astounding in so many ways. I really want to dive more into this story and find out exactly what might have been on this guy's mind, you know, because he's probably a young bear, and you know, this time of year they've all got one thing in mind, and that is love.
So he's looking for a woman. You think that's what that is?
I think he probably was. Yeah, it's desperate measures to find one. He was perhaps a bit of an outcast, you know, but that's the only reason I can think of him doing this type of behavior. You know, and it's not completely unusual. A lot of bears are really comfortable in the water, whether they're black bears like this guy, or grizzly bears, or polar bears. And you know, it's funny, they all come from a common ancestor that is shared with seals. Sometimes I think the seals should be called sea bears, you know, because
okay,
they're so alike. And but this guy was channeling his inner seal, I think.
So it shouldn't surprise us then that he could make those swims from one island to the other. But what if he got out in the strait? The waters are rougher out there. Would he have been all right out there?
You know, there's no telling. I mean, the thing about bears is they're so smart. They can figure things out pretty darn quickly. And for him to have made it from one island to another safely through those busy passages, you know, is quite something. But if he was caught in some very strong currents, you know, it could have ended badly. So I think he should consider himself lucky that he's ended up in the beautiful Cascades at the end of this story, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about, and do you think, the question from the listeners, is there any chance that this guy would be able to find his way back here and try to get back out to the islands?
That's a really good question, and I'm as keen to hear the answer to that as anybody, and I think only this bear will be able to tell us that. I think, did somebody name him Waldo? I think we should be calling him Phelps, actually. You know,
yeah.
He's way better for a swimming bear. I don't know. There's a pretty good chance that a lot of bears get very, very connected to their home range, to their native home range. And some bears will travel hundreds of miles to get there. And I've seen this especially with grizzly bears when they're perhaps translocated from one area to another for conservation, or because they got into trouble in one place and then moved to another place. Some of them make their way back. So they've got this incredible homing device. We're not quite sure. The science is out there on how it works. But, you know, there's a small chance that he might. But it's a long distance from the Cascades to the coast, as we know. But, I mean, this guy is used to long-distance activity.
Yeah.
Yeah, time will tell, you know.
Yeah, and in all probability, it was a frustrating experience going out there. There were no women for him on any of those islands, so he probably doesn't want to go back there. It'd be like, because
he went wrong direction.
Yeah, why would you return? Why would you return to a nightclub if you're a single guy where you had a bad experience where you got rejected by a number of women? You wouldn't, or there were no women. You probably wouldn't go back there. So it's probably unlikely that he's going to do that.
Maybe the only thing I could think of is maybe he was actually heading to the Olympics, which is like one of the densest black bear populations in the world. So
How do I get there? That's where I want to go. Yeah. All right. So what do you have coming up on your podcast? I know you're doing that now. What are you featuring there?
Yeah, the latest episode is a pretty interesting one, and it relates to Phelps, our bear, because it's all about getting into the mind of a sea lion. They're traveling up the coast from California up to Alaskan waters and gets distracted swimming up the Columbia River, which is what a lot of them do these days, following the Chinook salmon. So, yeah, the episode is really sort of channeling your inner sea lion a little bit like this bear was doing, you know. So, yeah, it's been fun. A bunch of episodes out there, all about wild experiences in some pretty amazing places around the Northwest and the world. Yeah.
Go to your iTunes store and under, what is the name of it, Chris?
It's called The Wild.
Just The Wild. Okay. With Chris Morgan. Yeah. And then next week you're with polar bears. Now, are those more vicious than, or can they be more vicious than like grizzly bears or polar bears?
Yeah, you know, they're tuned in a different way. Grizzlies and black bears are definitely more on the vegetarian side of things, let's say. But these polar bears only have meat on their minds. They're really good at one thing, and that is snatching seals from the surface of the ice, and that's how they make their living. So we're taking a small ship up there, a special expedition to go and try and find these bears, and there's a good number of them there among icebergs and amazing mountains on this island archipelago. It's about 500 miles from the North Pole. It's a spectacular place. So feeling very fortunate to be heading back there and on the search for these guys. And they do a lot of swimming. These guys are incredibly well adapted to water because they spend a lot of time looking for seals. So, you know, everyone looks at a polar bear and thinks it's white. Well, really the hairs are translucent on a polar bear. They're hollow. So it enables it to be really buoyant and makes them really good swimmers. So they're perfectly adapted for that part of the world over there when they're searching for seals. Pretty amazing animals, yeah.
Chris, you know it's going to be 80 degrees here next Tuesday. I don't know why you'd leave us for the snow, but I guess to see some polar bears would be pretty cool. Check out Chris's Twitter page and the Facebook and all that. Chris Morgan, it's really fascinating in his travels. Chris, thanks so much for giving us a few minutes this morning.
Cheers, John. Appreciate it. All the best.